I think preaching to the Chinese service in a long time.
这是我很久一段时间第一次回归到中文堂来讲道。
And I just want to thank you guys for your prayers and your love and your encouragement in this season as I've been fighting cancer.
在我对抗癌症的这段时间，我感谢大家给我的爱心、鼓励还有祷告。
And so, with that said, thank you so much again.
非常感谢大家。
Before I begin, let's open in a word of prayer and we'll get started.
我们先开始祷告。
Father God,
亲爱的天父，
Father, we thank you so much for this morning to gather as a family to worship you.
我们感谢你给我们这样一个早上，让我们在一个主里的大家庭可以在这里聚集来敬拜你。
And as we gather as a family, Lord, we come now to sit at your feet to learn from your word.
感谢你给我们这样的机会来学习你的话语。
Lord, we come not ignoring what's happening in our world around us.
主啊，我们总是忽略我们身边所发生的事情。
But we're aware that even places like Houston and all over the world, there's flooding and many people are suffering.
即便现在在休斯顿这样的地方，很多人还在这个洪涝之中忍受着苦难。
We know there's many places where people are suffering. We ask that you would continue to be with those people.
我们知道世界上很多地方的人还在承受苦难，我们真的是求你与他们同在。
Continue to take care of them through the support and the use of the body to bless those people and help them.
求你真的是看顾他们，帮助他们。
And Father, we know that our heat that we're enduring now,
主啊，我们现在所做的事情
is but minor compared to what others may be going through.
也许跟其他这些苦难相比都是微不足道的。
But we ask, Lord, that you would give us strength today to listen to your word.
但是求你给我们力量，坚固我们来聆听你的道。
Open our hearts.
打开我们的心。
Open our minds.
打开我们的心眼。
And help our souls be ready to receive your truth.
来预备好我们的灵魂来聆听你。
In Jesus Christ's name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. So today, I want to share a story to start.
今天我会一开始跟大家分享一个故事。
One of my most favorite memories as when I grew up.
我成长过程中最美好的一个回忆是
is when my father or my mother, my father would take us on the morning as a family to go get breakfast.
就是妈妈会带我们去一起去吃早饭。
And this is during the time when my father was a professor in Illinois.
那个时候我爸爸还在伊利诺伊州当教授。
And he would be doing his research late at night.
他晚上会做研究做到很晚。
So you either come home from researching at 6 in the morning or 7 in the morning.
他会早上做研究做到早上六七点才
回家。And he would just tell us, put on your clothes, brush your teeth, let's go get Denny's.
然后叫我们刷牙洗脸准备好出门去 Denny's 吃早饭。
And it's one of my most favorite memories because of the... This is off. Hold on, let me go plug it in. Is it on? It just broke? Okay, I'll just... Never mind. I think it's not working. Anyways, 没有关系. I think that plug might have blew. Anyways, and my favorite... It's one of my most favorite cherished moments that we still do as a family, even now that we're older.
现在我们长大了，但我们还是经常做这样的事情。
But there was this one experience when I was in Illinois, when my father was a professor there, that has always challenged... really spoke to me and it's been a memory that I hold dear.
所以我们在伊利诺伊州的那段日子我非常珍视这段回忆。
Because that day we were in the restaurant, we came into the restaurant happy as a family.
有一天我们走进这家餐馆。
And as we were waiting to be served,
我们等待这个服务员的时候。
And this is Denny's, by the way.
这餐馆是 Denny's.
Denny's, just like we were on down the street. Three or four families came in after us.
有三四个家庭在我们后面进来。
And each of the families was served.
但他们每一个服务员都已经照顾到他们了。
Even though we were there first, they ignored us.
即便我们先到，我们还是被无视。
And it was my first experience as a family with racism.
这是我在家庭里第一次有了这种种族偏见的经历。
And that experience, It's one of many stories I have about my growing up in Illinois for a few years.
这是我在伊利诺伊州长大的很多经历之一。
Like I used to get beat up at school before I got bigger and stronger. I got beat up a lot in
那时候我还没这么壮，所以我是个中国小孩，我经常会被打。
And I was like one of the few, so you know, you get picked on.
有的时候会被人找茬。
And actually, that has been a part that of my identity that I kind of over the last 5-6 years I've been exploring.
所以这样的身份其实也是我最近几年一直在探索思考的。
This exploration of my identity built around my experiences of being treated differently.
所以这种身份的寻找跟我在这个社会里的受到的待遇其实有关的。
And I want you guys to, today is kind of a unique space because I've been praying about what to say after what has happened recently.
鉴于最近发生的一些事情，我一直在为我讲到的内容在祷告。
As you know, Charlottesville happened recently.
我们知道最近夏洛特维尔发生了暴力事件。
And then I share these pictures because these are memories that are kind of famous pictures of what was happening there.
这里是一些图片，反映了当时发生的事情。
And I think this is an issue that is based around the experiences of many people like me who have grown up in the U.S. that are different from the general majority population.
可能跟我们一样，作为美国少数族裔的人都有类似的体验。
And I think this is made worse recently because of what's been said in political circles or even in social circles or in religious circles.
这样的情况其实最近一段时间恶化了，因为在政治界或者在社会上的一些言论。
And as a leader, as a mentor to a lot of young men and women, I see this as something that I see happening. There's this big disagreement that underlies a lot of our community.
作为一个教会的领袖和青年人的一个带领人，我也看到这样的事情在我们的群体当中，其实藏下了很多的纷争。
And for the Asian American,
对于亚裔美国人来说，
we come from different communities, different backgrounds, experiences.
我们的背景各不相同。
Some of us are from well-off communities where we've never experienced racism.
也许有的人从来没有经历过种族歧视。
But there are others in our community that I know who have experienced things like Denny's, my story.
但有的人可能跟我在 Denny's 的遭遇一样。
And even in conversations with a lot of my brothers and sisters here,
即便我在跟在座很多弟兄姊妹交流的时候，
I know you guys have experienced your own different kinds of experiences, or you may not even be aware of the issue.
我都看到你们都有各自的经历，也许你们也没有意识到这个问题。
And one of the things that I've come to learn as I've processed this and developed, kind of wrapped around my identity and regarding who I am as an Asian American person in the United States.
当我作为一个亚裔美国人来思考我的身份问题的时候，
a realization came as a Christian.
我作为一个基督徒意识到，
as we know that if we only do things by our own effort, human effort,
如果我们只是凭着人的努力来做事情，
it will never be enough. It would always fail.
它总是不够的，它最终都会失败。
And I was reading a book recently by a professor from Stanford. His name is Jeff Chang.
我最近在读一本书，是斯坦福大学的一个教授杰夫张写的。
And he's very into hip hop, so his title has "We Gonna Be Alright." That's from a hip hop song, Kendrick song.
他很喜欢这个嘻哈的。
And what he and this is the very last two paragraphs in the book.
所以这是书里面的最后的两节。
You can read it from here too. I think you 帮我翻译，你就读给他听。
OK. 他说的是。我们每一个人都面临这样的问题，我们给自己造成很多的痛苦，我们也给别人造成很多的痛苦，所以这样我们作为这样的人，我们就不能学习像爱人一样彼此对待吗？来寻找一个途径，来给所有人为所有人的自由而努力。所以我们我们往前进的时候，有的时候目标反而离我们更远了。革命永远都是尚未成功。我们现在看到的事情好像是又牢固又是永恒的，但是 它其实是会分裂我们，它处在我们的盲区里面，所以有些事情也许看起来意味着进步，但其实是不利于我们的，但是救赎就在那里。我们如果我们永远在寻找爱、寻找恩典的话
，Okay, and this is a scholar who's probably not Christian. I don't know if he's Christian or not, but he writes and he says, "My hope is in something greater." One day, there's a hope for something. He's pursuing.
所以他在这里讲到了他在盼，他有一个盼望。
But as I said before, it's a hope by man, so it falls short.
但这是人的盼望，所以它总是有局限的。
And as Christians, we know that the hope we have has already been found. We have a hope.
但是我们知道，我们的盼望已经找到了。
So what is hope?
我们的盼望是什么？
And I think the idea of hope is how our lives are being affected by a positive perspective of the future.
所以我们来看的是我们对未来积极正面的一些期待，它是怎样影响到我们的生活。
But ours is a hope in Jesus Christ as Christians, right?
当然我们的盼望是在主耶稣基督里。
And in today's passage, I'm almost done. Today's passage in Chapters 14 to 15 of Romans.
在今天的经文里，罗马书第十四章，一节到十五章七节。
What it's really exploring is a question: is how do communities of people from different cultures, from different races, from different ethnic, have different faiths, different socio-economic levels? How do they come together and live in peace?
所以我们今天来思考的话题是我们来自不同文化、宗教、种族、社会、经济背景的人，我们怎么样来到一起，怎么样和平相处。
And what we see historically is when humans try to make this work, it always fails. It constantly fails. That's why there's Charlottesville.
历史已经让我们看到，当人努力的时候，这样的努力总会落空失败，就像夏洛特维尔发生的事情。
And so that kind of leads me today to our sermon.
所以这也是我们今天讲到的内容。
Because what Paul says as he starts this chapter,
当保罗开始这章的论述的时候，
he's asking this question: is what is bad, or what is the differences people are feeling? Is revolving around two questions about food and about days.
他讲到了两个当事人感觉比较棘手的问题，一个是关于食物，一个是关于圣日。
And the thing about that is, as you guys may know, the conflict that's happening in the Roman church is the issues between a church that is built around these Christians that came to Christ that were just normal people from different cultures.
所以当时罗马教会里面的情况是有一些基督徒他们只是来自非常普通的背景异教的背景。
And then you had a group of Jewish Christians that were from a tradition, a faith tradition.
还有这样一些犹太人，他们有这样犹太教信仰的背景，然后他们信了耶稣。
And in their tradition, there was requirements on diet and certain days that you have to honor, respect.
而在犹太教的传统里，有一些食物的教规是需要遵守的。
And what these were about, I'll give you some points to share with you why they do it and why the Jewish people in the Bible, you see it. First of all, it establishes them as a unique national culture and identity.
首先这样的一些教规帮助他们塑造了他们自己一个独特的身份认同。
But more importantly, it made them separate as an example of God's goodness, holiness.
同样这样让他们觉得自己是被主来强调他们是被主分别为圣的一群人。
And you got to understand, when this was conflict was happening, they didn't have the New Testament yet, right?
当这个事情发生的时候，新约圣经还没有成型。
Because we know in the Bible, Jesus says in Mark 7,
同样主耶稣在马可福音里面第七章里也说到，
It's not what comes into you, what you eat that makes you unclean. It's what comes out of you that makes you impure.
在主耶稣说，从外面进去的不能污秽人，唯有从里面出来的乃能污秽人。
And Paul, right here in verse 14, if you follow your scripture,of chapter 14, verse 14, he says these words.
所以在罗马书第十四章十四节里，保罗这样说：我凭着主耶稣却知深信，凡物本来没有不洁净的，唯独人以为不洁净的，在他就不洁净。
And so here, Paul even says, it's not, the things don't make you unclean in itself, right? It's how your conscience is affected.
所以, 其实不是, 食物本身没有不洁净, 是人的信心。
And the issue here then is what is the right way to honor God in our eating and our holidays, how we celebrate these things.
所以真正的问题是我们要用什么样的方式来敬拜神, 来通过我们的 守生日或者说守一些饮食上的教规。
But in the very first verse, he points it out. The issue is one of opinions. He says, as for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel with him over opinions.
所以在14章的第一节他就讲到这个问题,信心软弱的你们要接纳,但不要辩论所疑惑的事。
These are matters of conscience, that's what it means.
所以这就是我说这是一个信心的问题。
And there may be places where the scripture is not explicitly clear about what is right or wrong.
所以这节经文也许不是在非常直白地说怎么样做是对的,怎么样做是错的。
So the Jewish tradition and the Gentile Christians, as they encounter each other, their issue is bigger. They're fighting over a different interpretation of a text or values.
所以当这些外邦的基督徒和犹太的基督徒遇到一起的时候,可想而知他们的对于这个旧约经文的解读会有非常大的分歧。
And what Paul says is basically, those that have problems with what you're eating and have problems with the days, they're the ones that are weak in faith.
所以他说这些认为应该守圣日或者一些东西不可以吃的人,他们是信心软弱的。
Because the strong in verses 1 through 4 can eat whatever they want. They feel they can eat whatever they want.
因为有的人是什么都吃。
And I hope I'm strong because I really like pork. I like bacon. Sorry.
就是我就喜欢吃猪肉。
And then weak is you can only eat certain meats and certain vegetables.
但是有的人就他只吃 特定种类的肉或者只吃蔬菜
And the strong people felt every day is similar
并且这些信心比较坚固的人他会觉得他看日日都是一样
And the weak said only certain days are holy and special
但是有人看这日比那日强
And what Paul's saying here is there are those in our community that are weak in faith What does that mean, weak in faith?
所以他说这些人信心软弱是什么意思呢
And what he means is it is those people that have not fully worked out the implications of the gospel.
因为这些人还没有完全地明白福音的真意。
Who have not worked out the definition of what it means to have freedom in Christ.
他还不知道什么叫在耶稣里得自由。
And because they may have a limited knowledge built around their experiences, their history, their tradition.
因为他们的见识其实还是局限在他们自身的
And then there's a commentator, Leon Morris, a New Testament scholar, who puts a quote up, you could translate it.
所以有这样一位圣经学者,他讲过这样一段话。
Which person?
Okay.
Sorry. It's okay. It's hard to see. It's right here. Yeah. Sorry. Okay, it's okay. Okay, perfect.
所以他这样说,他说,软弱的人,所以在他的理智当中,他不能通过信心来明白他的行为,所以他没有明白因信称义的真义,所以例如吃肉喝酒这样的问题,还有守圣日的问题。
So what happens here is the conflict that's happening in the church is built around these questions. One group feels there's freedom, and one group feels there needs to be restriction.
所以教会会遇到这样的问题跟纷争。
And so what I want to point out today, then you have to ask is, how do these conflicts happen? How do these different opinions happen?
所以这样的分歧是怎么发生的呢?
And what I want to invite you to consider is that they're not always built around a difference just on doctrine or theology.
所以这样的分歧其实不是基于教义和神学观点的问题。
Sometimes it's shaped by our personal experiences and our history.
所以深层次它很多时候是被我们的 个人的经历，我们的历史传统所塑造的
，which affects the way we think and we see things in this world.
它深刻的影响到了我们看待世界思考世界的方式。
So for example, for me, growing up as an Asian American,
比如说我作为一个亚裔美国人来说
，I really do struggle with not feeling fully Chinese and not feeling fully American.
所以我的挣扎就是我感觉自己不完全是中国人，又感觉自己不完全是美国人。
Because every time you guys introduce me, you say, this is an ABC, right? He's Chinese, but he's American, right?
所以
And I don't understand everything you guys say, especially to you, you know?
所以每次我被介绍的时候，我总是被人介绍说这是 ABC, 他不是美国人，也不是中国人。
But then,
他是美国人。
I'm always, when I'm seen by many Americans, or white people, or other people,They see my color, my skin. They think, first thing, I'm Chinese. I'm not American, I'm Chinese.
但是我出去的时候，别人都看到我的脸就是个中国人。
And I think we tend to have perspectives that are often shaped by our experiences.
所以我们的观念很多时候是被我们的经历所塑造的。
And I think as Chinese people especially, we have a very high regard for reason and thinking.
比如说中国人就非常注重思考。
And I'm not saying this is wrong, this is a good thing. We extol the thinking in the mind.
这其实是挺好的一件事情。
But often, even this is not only tied to our culture, it's also affected by how we've experienced church and how people have witnessed the gospel to us.
这影响到我们如何理解看待教会，怎样看待福音。
And so that's my first point, is to say we are often shaped by more than just our doctrine and theology.
所以其实塑造我们的不只是我们的神学观点和信条。
But another thing that shapes us, that changes the way we think, is the fact that we, as people, like to gather with people like us.
但是更重要的一个影响我们的因素是我们经常会跟自己比较相近的人聚在一起。
And in sociology, there's a term, it's called homophily.
所以在社会学上有一个术语叫趋同性。
And it means love of the same, or love of people similar to you.
意思就是党同伐异。
Is that the same?
Yeah.
It's like birds of the feather flock together, right? That's the same thing, right? Kind of?
物以类聚，人以群分。
Okay. Yeah, and then what my point of saying this is that as a tendency, as a culture, we tend to go to people like us in thinking and how we value certain things.
就是人有这样一种倾向，我们总是喜欢跟自己比较相近的人在一起。
One of the reasons, look at us here, we're one culture.
比如说我们聚在一起，我们就是有很多相似的地方，我们就是一个社会的群体。
You will always try to go after similar people rather than dissimilar people.
你其实总是会倾向于跟自己相近的人，而不是非常不同的人在一起。
It's a natural thing. It's sociologically, there's papers on it. We do it naturally.
这其实很自然。
I'm not saying that's wrong. Okay, I'm saying it happens. But what I think happens with that.Is that we tend to miss out on a lot of other views of God and the gospel.
但是事实是这样的，这样的一种行为方式其实会影响到我们对于福音的理解。
I feel like every culture, God has placed every culture, every community, to show us different aspects and facets of who God is, His qualities, His character.
其实我的感觉是上帝在。对每一个来自每一种文化背景的人都向他们一定程度的揭示了上帝的真相。
And I think we can see some ways, like in our Chinese culture, there's some really important things I've learned that I value.
比如说在中国文化里，有些东西就是我也非常尊重的。
Like honor, saving face.
比如说面子。
Shame culture. We have a shame culture.
比如说这种羞耻心。
We extol the importance of community.
我们强调群体的重要。
That we think about others before ourselves.
我们先人
在己。Or think of the whole before the single.
我们集体大于个人。
And then on the other side, in American culture.
但是在美国文化里。
There's a very high value for expression, personal expression.Individuality.
美国文化非常强调个人的独立和个人的表达。
And you see, there's a natural tendency to only see things from that experience.
所以这样的一种理解方式其实也自然会产生一种自然的倾向。
And each culture has value. There's good things in those things.
其实每一种文化里都有值得称道的地方。
There's also a limitation in it, right?
但是它也有它的局限。
And what I'm pointing and trying to invite you to consider is that it's not enough when it's just one view.
所以我想让大家思考的是，当你从你仅仅从单一的视角出发来理解是不够的。
And what I would say is, by only being together as a body with different people with different perspectives, can we really experience a fullness and completeness of understanding who God is and His glory?
所以我想强调的是，只有我们来到一起合一，才能让我们真正的体验到上帝荣耀的整全和完备。
And here's the thing.When you are people from a same perspective, from a same background, from a same experience,
我们很熟悉跟我们来自相同背景的人。
It will feed certain perspectives more.
它会让我们的一些观点更加的加强了我们的一些看法。
But it will also create great blind spots that we are not aware of as a community.
它同样给我们留下了很大的盲区。
And I tell my students is, when we gather as a family in Christ, your experience and my experience.Of God may be very different.
所以我带领我的一些青年学生，我经常告诉他们，我们来到一起的时候，我们会意识到，我们对于上帝理解会非常的不同。
And every person that comes in our community, why they are welcomed is that they bring another impression and perspective on who God is and His character and His love.
但是当我们这些人聚集在一起的时候，我们每个人都会带进来一种一种新的理解。
And so our difference actually becomes a blessing because it increases our understanding of who God is and how wonderful He is.
所以我们的差异其实是一种祝福，它丰富了我们理解上帝的方式。
Okay, so that's my first point, is that there is this danger of the different opinions that's wrapped around experience and perspective.
所以这是第一点，就是说我们的我们的见解有的时候是被我们自己的经历所局限的。
But another issue that comes up is a dangerous subtle thing that happens.
但还有一点就是说我们的不同的视角，我们的出发点也许会给我们带来一些危险。
Because not only do we have different views, we have a danger of disagreeing and then now holding judgment on them.
所以我们不光是不同，这样的不同会让我们彼此的争论，彼此的论断。
And what Paul says in chapter 14, verse 3,
像保罗在罗马书十四章第三节所讲的。
He says, "Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him."
吃的人不可轻看不吃的人，不吃的人不可论断吃的人，因为神已经收纳他了。
And What happens in our culture is we have people that see that, you know what, we're open-minded because there's many possibilities of acceptable solutions. Who really does have the truth?
所以有一些人他们觉得自己是思想开放的人，他们觉得任何的观点方案都是可以接受的，所以谁又能来给真理定一个标准呢？
And they call the other group closed-minded.
然后他们管另一群人说他们叫思想保守的人。
Why? Because the closed-minded people supposedly have only one solution, one truth.
因为这些思想保守的人，所以理应认为任何事情只有一个答案，只有一个真理。
And what Paul says here is, it's our natural tendency then to pass judgment on these people.
所以保罗指出的是，我们真的是非常我们论断别人真的是非常自然容易做的事情。
And if you think the other party is wrong.It's easy to say that your way is the only way.
所以当你觉得别人不对的时候，你就会说，你的观点才是唯一正确的。
But if you say that everyone has their own view, they can have whatever view they want.
所以你会说，其实每一个人都有自己的观点，每个人都有权这么认为。
But if they don't see it your way, then you can everybody have a view. You're wrong.
但是这么说的人他看不到，他其实也在论断别人说只有自己是对的。
And what I want to point out to you is there's an irony here.
所以这里有一个比较大的反讽。
Next slide. Next slide.
下一张。
Next slide. For the closed-minded, they are not accepting of those that are open-minded.
所以这些思想保守的人，他们不接受思想开放的人。
They say, you know what? You're not open-minded. You're too open-minded. We're not accepting you.
他觉得你们。
We disagree with you.
你们思想太开放了，我们不能接受。
But the open-minded people,
但是思想开放的人
they're not accepting of closed-minded people.
他 他们也不宽容思想保守的人。
You see that? They're both intolerant.
所以他们其实都不宽容。
So both parties are not are actually judging the other side.
所以其实这都是一种互相的论断。
And why is this so dangerous?
为什么这个很危险呢?
This is so dangerous for four reasons.
有四个原因。
First of all, what it says in verse 3 of second half of verse 3 of chapter 14.
所以第十四章第三节的后半句讲到了这个道理。
It says that God has welcomed that person.
因为神已经收纳这个人。
And the first thing that we tend to do is we lose sight that God has accepted that person first.
所以当我们彼此争论论断的时候，我们其实忽略了我们共同相信的一个真理，就是上帝已经收纳了我们每一个人。
So the first thing we do is we forget that God has welcomed and loved that person. So we can skip the next slide with the quote. I'm not going to quote it this time. We'll keep moving. My second point then is we forget that actually we're not the judge. God is the judge.
第二点是当我们彼此论断的时候，我们忘记了我们自己不是审判者。
And in verse 4 of chapter 14 it says, Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or he falls. And he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand.
罗马书第十四章四节说到，你是谁竟论断别人的仆人呢？他或站住或跌倒，自有他的主人在，而且他也必要站住，因为主能使他站住。And
in my third concern, our third concern about this feeling, is that we tend to be critical of other people first, but not look at ourselves and our own conscience of what is right or wrong in our hearts.
第三点是我们经常善于去评价批评别人，但是我们忘掉了 分辨我们自己的一些看法是不是正确。
In the second half of verse 5, Paul even says this.
第十四章五节，保罗这样说。
Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind.
只是个人心里要意见坚定。
We each must be convinced in our actions and weigh that thought.
所以我们对于自己的所作所为要比较清醒，有意见要坚定。
This takes study.
所以这需要我们的研究
of the scripture. We need to pray about it.
所以我们需要研读圣经，我们需要祷告。
Yeah, we need to reflect on this.
我们需要反思。
But the fourth other subtle way it tricks us.
第四点是
is then who the question is who do we seek to honor?
所以我们到底是想要来敬拜谁呢？
In verse 6 it says the one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats eats in honor of the Lord since he gives thanks to God. Well, the one who abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. Are we honoring God first or ourselves? Sorry, that was long. Sorry.
所以第十四章六节说，守日的人是为主守的，吃的人也是为主吃的。因他感谢神，不吃的人是为主不吃的，也感谢神。所以问题是，我们到底在感谢？我们到底是想感谢谁？
And so, is God first or you first?
所以我们是荣耀自己还是荣耀神？
And that brings me to my last thought in that section.
所以我的最后一个观点是
And I'm not going to read it, but verse 7 to 8
14章7到8节讲到
It says, ultimately we do everything for God.
其实我们做一切都是为主而做。
Your actions, you are not doing it just for you. It has an effect on how your relationship is with God, but also with the people around you.
你做的每一件事情不光是影响到你自己，其实也影响到你与上帝、你与他人的关系。
Okay, and so this brings me back to my original question.
所以这我们又回到了我们一开始的问题。
How do we live in peace then?
我们怎么样才能和平共处呢？
And what I kind of invited you to see with my first two points.
我们来回头看一下前面两个观点。
We said we need each other to see more of God.
我们需要来到一起来丰富我们来完全我们对上帝的理解。
And we have to be careful of the hidden dangers of how our own perspectives can shape us and hinder us.
所以我们也必须小心一些潜在的危险，那就是我们自身的视角可能会让我们一叶障目。
But what Paul says then to answer this question about how is in verse 1 of chapter 15.
保罗在15章1节讲到
He says, We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves.
我们坚固的人应该担待不坚固人的软弱,不求自己的喜悦。
You see, the word here, bear, 很重要。 Sorry, it's important.
所以这里, 担待这个词很重要。
Because it means to carry a burden.
它的意思就是说, 担负一个重量。
How you resolve an issue is not just to be apathetic, to tolerate it.
所以你不是一个, 被动的, 或者说无动于衷的接受一个事情。
It's not passive.
它不是被动的。
It requires you to use your energy, your strength to carry the problem. It requires effort.
它需要你做出牺牲来, 花费精力来担待彼此。
And I think in our world today, the way we think sometimes very easily is that we just tolerate people.
所以我们今天, 在这个世界里, 我们经常做的事情就是我们, 容忍别人。
As long as we can have our views, you have your views.
你可以有你的观点, 我可以有我的观点。
And as long as you don't push your views on me,
只要你不把你的观点强加于我,
then it won't be a problem for us.
我们就可以就没问题。
No, but Paul here says,
但保罗在这里说,
in verse 2,
15章第二节,
let each of us please his neighbor for his good to build him up.
我们个人务要叫邻舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德行。
You don't just tolerate them.
你不仅仅是, 容忍他们。
We make an effort to please them.
我们还要努力彼此的建立德行。
To build them up.
去, 建立他们。
And this takes me to the reason why I actually started reading this text.
所以这也是我一开始来研读这段经文的原因。
Two reasons.
两个理由。
My mom is going to Romans in Taiwan right now, so she talks to me about Romans all the time.
所以, 我妈妈在台湾也在, 查罗马书, 所以她老是跟我讲这一段。
Or not just this passage, but the whole Romans.
是整本的罗马书。
So to be able to talk to her, I need to study it, so I can talk to her about it, like as an expert kind of.
所以, 为了防止她问我问题, 我必须自己也来, 研读这个经文。
And as I was studying it, I came across the word welcome in verse 1 of chapter 14.
所以, 当我, 自己研读的时候, 我, 注意到了第14章1节, 里面这个是, 接纳这个词。
这个接纳这个字, yeah. And it's in verse 3.
在第三章, 第三节。
And then also at the end of the passage in 15, it uses the same word.
还有15章第7节, 都用到了同一个词, 收纳。
Kind of like a capsule. It's like front and the back of this argument.
它好像就是, 首尾呼应的一个完整段落。
And so that word intrigued me. Why use the word welcome?
所以我就很好奇他为什么要用, 接纳这个词。
When we think of welcome, Americans will say, welcome, welcome, Matt. You step on it, welcome, you're in our house.
所以在这里我们接纳谁就是欢迎谁来到我们的地方。
But in the Greek, this word is unique. It says, it's the idea that you allow or you invite someone into your space, personal space, like a home.
所以, 在, 但是在希腊文里它的意思是说, 我们接纳别人进入我们的私人领地。
Into our home, our lives, with the goal to show them kindness and love.
把他们接纳到我们私人的领地来, 目的是要, 向他们, 分享给他们我们的慈爱和, 和友爱。
And basically what Paul says here is we are to welcome them.
所以, 保罗是这个意义上他说我们应该, 收纳他们。
I think what Paul's saying here is not that you just simply invite them into your home.
所以保罗的意思不是说你只是把他请到你家,
and sit there and look at each other. What we do as Chinese people, when we invite people at our home, we drink with them, we talk to them, we give them things they need, right?
把他们请来不是跟他们, 大眼瞪小眼, 而是要, 我们会跟他们, 吃饭, 跟他们一起, 吃喝交流。
And what he's saying here is that we are called to accommodate them, not just by accepting them, but we have to seek to adjust our lives for their sake.
我们不仅仅是要把他们, 接过来, 而且我们需要, 为了他们的缘故而调整我们自己。
If you read verse 20 to 21 in chapter 14,
所以第14章20节说, 21节,
you just read it in Chinese.
不可因食物毁坏了神的工程, 凡物固然洁净, 但有人因食物叫人跌倒, 就是他的罪了。 无论是吃肉, 是喝酒, 是什么别的事, 叫弟兄跌倒, 一概不做才好。
And what Paul's saying here is, we make adjustments for their sake.
所以保罗说的是, 我们要为了他们的缘故而, 调整我们自己。
We don't do things to cause them to sin or make mistakes. Rather, we refrain if required.
所以在必要的时候, 我们有的时候要控制我们自己。
And what he's saying here is build a relationship, connection in love.
所以我们需要在, 这个爱中彼此建立联系。
That when we welcome someone in, we enter that space with them, and we love them in the process. We sacrifice even our own desires for their sake to help them.
所以当我们接纳别人的时候, 意味着我们, 要把他们, 要完全的接纳他们, 爱他们, 并且甚至为他们做出, 牺牲。
Now, I want you to see here, it does not say that you lose your viewpoint. Paul doesn't say, oh, I give up my personal view.
这不是说你要完全放弃自己的观点。
It doesn't mean that you have to completely agree with them.
这不是说你要完全的跟别人去同意别人的观点。
But it does challenge us to love them, make a space for them, and to love them, and even sacrifice our own personal comfort to make them feel a part of this, understand this.
所以, 但是这要求我们来牺牲自己的一部分，来接纳他。
It's hard to do that.
这样很难。
When everybody's the same, and we agree, we want to only welcome people that are like us.
这对我们很难，因为我们天然的倾向就是物以类聚，就是跟自己相近的人聚在一起。
But it's much harder to do it with someone we have no connection, no way to communicate with.
但是你跟你毫无相近、毫无关联的人，你要去爱他们，确实是非常难的。
But it right here in verse 2, it says we need to do so to our neighbors.
所以在十五章二节这里讲到我们需要爱我们的邻舍。
And what the world says is, you know what? If you agree with me, we're good.
但是世界告诉我们的办法是说，如果你跟我同你同意我很好。
And if you disagree with me, we're not good.
你不同意你跟我观点不同，我们就没法做朋友了。
But the Christian says.
但是基督徒会说。
It does not matter if you agree or not agree with me.
你跟我的观点一不一样不重要。
I will love you.
我还是会爱你。
And so that is the thing we need to consider.
所以这是我们每个人应该思考的问题。
How the gospel challenges us to that welcome.
福音是怎么样挑战我们要求我们做出怎么样的一种接纳。
And what I want to invite you to see today is in what Paul closes the text with in verse 4 to 6.
最后我来请大家看保罗是怎么样结束在十五章四到六节怎么样结束这一段的论证的。
He says, can you read it, verse 4 to 6?
Yeah, 罗马书十五章第四节到第六节，从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。但愿赐忍耐安慰的神叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣，一心一口荣耀神，我们主耶稣基督的父。
And what I want you to see is this hope that he speaks about is a different kind of hope.
所以他这里讲的盼望是一种不同的盼望。
It starts with the Christian.
他从每一个基督徒开始。
In each of our hearts.
它触碰到我们的每个人的心。
It transforms the community.
转变我们的社群。
To welcome others.
来彼此的接纳。
See, it's not an empty pursuit like Jeff Chang wrote. Sorry, that sounds mean, but Jeff Chang from Stanford wrote.
所以他跟这个斯坦福的张教授所说的一个非常空洞的希望跟救赎不一样。
And Paul's focus here is not on us; it is on another person.
所以保罗这里的焦点也不是我们这些人，而是在另一个人身上。
Three times here in verse 4 to 6 he says Christ Jesus or Jesus Christ.
所以第四章到六节三节经文里三次提到了耶稣基督。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because it is in the cross that this happens.
因为这就是十字架的工作。
Because before the cross everyone has equity.
因为只有在十字架前我们才是平等站立的。
Because no matter who you are,
不管你是谁，
no matter where you're from,
不管你来自哪里，
doesn't matter if you speak English or Chinese,
不管你说什么语言，
we all stand before God as sinners.
我们在上帝面前都是罪人。
Romans, Paul writes in Romans chapter 3, he says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
罗马书三章二十三节讲，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Do you understand? When you're before the cross,
你真的明白吗？
Everyone is equal.
站在十字架的面前，我们每一个人都是平等的。
The guilty, the innocent, stand before God.
有罪的人、无辜的人都站在上帝的面前。
The victim, the perpetrator.
行凶的人、受害的人。
Right, Jesus, on in front and in the cross, makes space for all of us.
耶稣接纳了每一个人。
And through his life, his death, his horrible sacrifice on the cross, and through his resurrection, he welcomes us into a relationship with God the Father.
所以耶稣借着自己的生命、自己的死亡，他的复活来接纳我们，让我们可以与父神的关系和好。
And so in verse 7, it closes with these words.
所以在第十五章七节，保罗这样总结到。
He says, therefore,
所以
welcome one another.
你们要彼此接纳。
As Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God.
如同基督接纳你们，使荣耀归于神。
This is really important to me because it's easy to gather and always just be comfortable with the same people that speak the same language.
因为这对我来说很有意义，因为我们真的是非常容易跟自己相近，跟我们有共同语言的人聚在一起。
But we have an opportunity constantly to welcome people that are very different from us.
但其实我们也有很多的机会来接纳跟我们不同的人。
And I'm not saying it's that we're not doing that already. We welcome many people into our community that are mostly like us, but still different, right?
当然，事实上我们已经在这么做了。我们已经接纳了一些跟我们有些不同的人。
But I think we can do more.
但是我们可以做更多。
We are called to do more.
这是我们的呼召。
And to do so is to welcome those anyone.Even if they're not comfortably similar.
所以这意味着我们要接纳每一个人，即便他跟你不同，他这让你不太舒服。
And so this brings me, just to finish, with just connection to our communion today.
所以接下来我们要进行今天的圣餐。
Yeah, and I just wanted to say this before we begin talking about communion.
在圣餐之前，我想讲这样一件事情。
And Luke 22 verse 19.
在